the countdown continues, with little more than 1,000 days left to save our planet from global warming, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Hong Kong organized a climate change conference to inspire the public to join hands to save our planet. Held on Saturday, October 3rd, the gathering featured lectures by prominent scientists and other speakers from China, Hong Kong, and Formosa or Taiwan, as well as representatives of government, media, and nonprofit organizations. Eminent guests in attendance included Dr. U Mboa, Vice President of the Hong Kong Applied Science and Technology Research Institute, Reverend Feng Chi Wood of the Hong Kong Anglican Church, and Ms. Judy Chen, Chairman of the Hong Kong Ocean Park Conservation Foundation. The talks reviewed current evidence of global warming as well as the swine flu pandemic and proposed solutions. Supreme Master Qinghai accepted the invitation as the honored guest and graciously lent her presence to respond to questions from the audience via video conference. Her thoughts deeply reflected the event's theme, Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives. We now invite you to join us for part one of the 8-part rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives, held on October 3, 2009 in Hong Kong.
Good afternoon, distinguished guests, worldwide viewers of Supreme Master Television, ladies and gentlemen, a heartfelt welcome to this SOS Climate Change Action Conference entitled Global Unity Together in Saving Lives in Hong Kong, Fragrant Harbor. We are very pleased to announce that this conference is broadcast live through Supreme Master Television via 14 satellite platforms, IPTV, as well as internet at www.suprememastertv.com.
Happy Moon Festival. Moon Festival in some Asian cultures is a day of family reunion and community unity, and enjoying mooncakes to signify the wish for perfection. So glad to have you all here today as a family on this very, very special day.
We are very honored to be your host this afternoon.
According to many prophecies, in this challenging era, the Rainbow Warriors will appear. They are both guardians and pioneers of the Earth. By following an animal-free diet, protecting environment, and using God-given power derived from spiritual practice, they aspire to build a new era of peace, freedom, and harmony. Some of us remember our sacred mission as Rainbow Warriors, while some are yet to be awakened. We must be united, irrespective of race and religion, to bring the divine power to the world. This is the spirit of our climate change conference today, Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives. Now, let's enjoy a performance entitled The Rainbow Warriors, brought to you by members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association.
Find wisdom and forest. Beyond the rainbow, wired in the legend, safeguard the planet. Vegan with pink, we are the rainbow warriors in the legend. In justice, in peace, and in freedom, a harmonious world. We are the rainbow warriors in the legend. Safeguard the planet with vegan with pink. We are the rainbow warriors in the legend. In justice, in peace, and in freedom, a harmonious world. Together we make the dream come true. We must run clear. Forests be abundant. Together we make the dream come true. Animals and birds are replenished. Mothers restored in her natural beauty. We are the rainbow warriors in the legend. Safeguard the planet, it's vegan with pink. We are the rainbow warriors in the legend. In justice, in peace, and in freedom, a harmonious new world. We are the rainbow warriors in the legend. Safeguard the planet, it's vegan with pink. We are the rainbow warriors in the legend. In justice, in peace, and in freedom, a harmonious new world. A harmonious new world.
Wow, beautiful song, beautiful voice, and beautiful dance. Thank you very much. Let's give them another round of applause. Thank you.
Our beautiful planet is now experiencing a planetary emergency with natural disasters such as heat waves, world hunger, food crisis, occurring frequently as never seen before. This is the time of urgency. Based on the higher awareness, immediate action must be taken in time to save all our co-inhabitants on the Earth. How much do we know about Mother Earth and the impact of global warming? Here is a short film unveiling the truth.
Were the first organisms that came to land. 1.3 billion years ago, fungi marched onto land from the oceans. Plants followed several hundred million years later. They were the gateway species, and they led the way. And in the trail of mycelium that they created in plant and animal communities, then marched forward upon the mantle of mycelium.
Every day, Up to 270 species are erased from existence. One third of all animal species have been lost since the 1970s.
It is our behavior that caused so much the loss of our planetary species. Scientists have proved it. So we all know that fishing, hunting, polluting the environment are the cause of global warming and the decrease of animals on the planet. And many of the advices to stop often have gone unheeded. And it's a pity, you know, we should protect the species because when we protect them, we protect the ecology. And the ecology links with our health, the health of the planet and the people.
According to the World Health Organization, the 2009 swine flu pandemic is the fastest ever spreading pandemic in history, with millions today likely to be infected. Canadian agencies have seen a 99% correlation between the number of pig factory farms and the total number of human swine flu cases per province.
When we cram tens of thousands of animals in these cramped, filthy football field-sized sheds to life, snout to snout atop their own waste, it's just a breeding ground for disease.
Pig and other animal factory farms also create antibiotic-resistant bacteria. In the US, where 70% of all antibiotics are fed to farm animals, bacterial infections claim 18,000 human lives each year, which is more than all the AIDS fatalities in the country. Ocean dead zones are increasing. Satellite data from a recent study published in the journal Geophysical Research Letters showed that barren zones in the world's oceans increased in one decade by around 5 million square kilometers, an area equivalent to about half the size of the United States. These so-called ocean deserts appear very dark as they lack green chlorophyll from plankton, as with their land counterparts. The deserts are also hotter than surrounding areas. Animal agriculture is largely responsible for these regions that support no life, as fertilizers and manure make their way to the oceans, ultimately robbing it of oxygen and killing marine animals and plants in increasingly larger areas.
Since people found out about this talk that I was going to give here today, I've received a number of emails from people that I respect saying that the 18% figure is an underestimate. It's a low estimate, and in actual fact, it's much higher.
And I just had some information just recently that the new figures now indicate that at least half of the greenhouse gases that are up there now, not the 15 or 20%, at least half, and maybe considerably more, are due to livestock production.
Greenhouse gases are emitted during virtually every step of the meat-producing process. Of the three major greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide, methane is up to 72 times more potent than CO2, while nitrous oxide is up to 300 times more potent.
Sure, we have to deal with CO2 in the long run. But if you want to make an impact on climate in the next 20 years, the place to do it is with the shorter-lived greenhouse gases, most important of which is methane.
We have a critical environmental crisis now happening with effects that we're seeing around the world, and if we want to address the warming we're seeing now, the best bang for our buck comes in addressing the other gases, mostly methane, and its number one source, animal agriculture.
Birds have to fly farther and farther to find a place to nest, and the polar bear swims longer and longer now because there is no more ice, till sometimes they drown of exhaustion. Or why the neighboring country has so many floods in recent years, so many disasters, etc. tell them how climate change is affecting real life, real animals, real people, and their own lives as well. But it's also important to show the young people that there is still hope. We can still save the planet. It's a chance to be true heroes by being vegan and spread the news of this solution.
Together, we can save lives.
Now we all know how seriously global warming is affecting our life. Today, we are very honored to have distinguished guest speakers from Beijing, Taiwan, Hong Kong to share their views on the impact and solution for global warming. Please accept our sincere gratitude for your attendance and support.
It is also a privilege that our special guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, a world-renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual teacher, will join us in the Q&A section to discuss the most constructive means of addressing the impending problems of climate change in order to ensure that we do not pass the point of no return.
Before starting the speeches by our distinguished guests, let's share an interview with Professor Lin Pei Lian regarding global warming and climate change. Professor Lin is chairman of the Department of Atmosphere Sciences, Graduate Institute of Atmosphere Physics, National Central University, Formosa. Professor Lin Pei Lian has some advice for us on global warming.
各位观众大家好, 今天我来谈一下温室效应跟全球暖化。 那全球暖化的问题呢，一直都是全世界争论的焦点，也是现在人类面临最大的问题。虽然我们没办法避免暖化的这一个现象，但是我们可以减缓它。如果我们的生活能够简朴一点，我们能够避免排放太多的温室气体的话，那有可能我们可以维持在比较好的环境之下。反之，如果我们还是继续 排放这么多的温室气体的话，那么在未来100年之内，我们将面临非常可怕的环境。那从温室气体的效应来看呢，为什么会造成暖化？主要是两个过程，一个是温室气体，包括我们刚刚提到的甲烷啊，包括二氧化碳啊，包括氧化亚氮啊等等这些温室气体，因为工业革命之后，人类的这个不断的开发，然后呢排放这么多的温室气体，那温室气体呢就会 造成这个长波辐射呢被阻挡下来，就是有部分的能量被阻挡下来，所以呢就会有造成暖化。那我想这个温室效应全球暖化所造成的影响非常的大。那对台湾来讲，我们已经很多研究员人员呢都发现，比如说这日夜温差的改变呢，当然就是增温的现象 是特别的明显，那甚至呢有人也做了一些研究，发现跟这个极端降水的这个几率也有很密切的关联，特别像比较强烈、比较剧烈的这些台风发生的频率，有人认为跟全球暖化有密切的关联。当然，这个可能还要很多的研究才能够证实，但是呢，我们不能忽视这个中间可能的关联。那我觉得，这个全世界面临这样的问题，应该全世界的人类呢，应该手牵手、心连心，大家一起来想办法来救地球，大家应该尽量过简朴的生活，然后呢，让我们这个比较少的欲望。那这样的话，我们生活简朴，我们欲望比较少，那我们对于这个资源的需求就比较少一点。那这样我们可能可以共同来拯救地球。那今天 这样的一个活动，我想是很有意义的，确实需要全人类大家共同来参与，大家共同来合作，来拯救地球，来避免这个让这个温室效应继续的恶化。对香港这一次所举办的关心地球暖化会议心连心救地球的这个大活动，祝这个活动呢圆满成功，也祝福大家健康平安。 企业好，面对全球暖化的现象呢，全世界的人类都应该要尽一份心力。青海无上师呢，能够率领这么多的信众针对地球暖化的问题呢，尽一份心力，然后大家能够心连心救地球，我们特别感谢他，谢谢。
Thank you, Professor Lin, for your advice on leading a more simple life.
Now, we have our distinguished speakers who will describe the kinds of problems that our planet is facing as well as the possible solution. We have our first distinguished guest, Professor Gang Xu, who will share his view on climate change and fundamental combat strategy.
Professor Gang Xu is currently Professor and Dean of School of Environment and Energy of Peking University, Shenzhen Graduate School. Professor Gang is a renowned expert in environmental ecology, simulation model, especially risk assessment methodology of global environmental changes and water resource management. He is an elected fellow of American Society of Economy and American Association for the Advancement of Science. Let's give a warm applause to welcome Professor Gang.
Good afternoon. Thanks to the organizers' invitation that I have this opportunity to be here to meet so many distinguished guests and also the individuals who had a common commitment, that is to improve this world so we have a better place to live, not only for ourselves, for the generations to follow. I want to share with you a little bit our understanding about the problem and our approach, how do we solve this problem. The IPCC, who has become world famous because they received the Nobel Prize in 2007. Here's a copy from the IPCC's report indicating that all the fundamental gases are increasing, and those gas increases cause climate change. So I'm not going to go into detail, but the only thing I want to point out is there are three pictures here. On the left is the simulation. If we only consider what natural changes could be and compared to the real numbers. And the second one shows that if we are adding the anthropogenic effects, and the last picture shows both effects from natural and also from human contribution, and then the two graphs are almost coincident one over the other. So it shows the close relationship between the human contribution and the natural changes. Now, when we talk about change, this picture shows that it's not a simple change of temperature. The implication is that when temperature is increasing, extreme conditions can also be increasing. This can happen in all three possible scenarios. If just change absolute temperature, for example, how the tail probability being affected, and if also if you change the variation, then how the tail probabilities change. And lastly, when you have both average and also the variation change, the impact on extreme events can be enormous. Well, I'll give you an example. This is two pictures that are not related at all. On your left is a picture from Himalaya, and on your right is a picture taken at Washington, D.C. It happens, these two pictures taken on the same day, on the January on the 2007. The winter is cold, but this picture shows the contrary phenomenon, that is hot and warm on the same day and almost at the same temperature, 21 Celsius degree. It's enormous. It's unheard of. It's a record broken. I mean, it's coincidence on two unrelated, far apart from the world, and the two different locations that happens at the same time, and unlikely temperature, and it all happened at the same time. So we have a lot of problems, all kind of disasters in Sichuan province, for example. Sichuan is known historically for rainfall, and it's Yumi Zixiang. So it's well known for agriculture because of a lot of water. But in recent years, even in those places where it used to have a lot of water and become prone for drought. And here's a picture shows again a very serious drought happened in Sichuan in the last few years. I came from California. I've been in California for a little more than 30-some years. I teach at University of California at Davis. I'm still a professor at Davis. And in California, we already analyze and conclude that on the 21st century, the most serious problem is global climate change. And the global climate change effect on California is in many different ways, but the most critical is on water resource. California has run out of water, and it had a severe impact on all ecological phenomena and human well-being. And this picture shows the economic impact. This actual number shows what happens over the last 30-some years, as you can see, the extreme climatic conditions, how they impact on economic situation. And all you need to know from this picture is it's not something that affects here and there. I mean, it's something happening on the economy. That's probably it's more concerned to a large population. We all worry about it. Bottom line is how they're affecting our economy. And extreme climate conditions had a tremendous toll on the costs on the economy. Everybody's paying a lot of money trying to remedy the problems. The change is not small change. The earthquake a year ago in Sichuan, maybe it's not directly related to the weather change. However, it is all indication of unstable world. Personally, I have research on global climate change and how they impact various things that we're concerned with. One, for example, the water resource. Here's the rise in Taiwan, and this picture shows one conditions, water demand, and impact various things that we're concerned with. Another, the red dots and lines represents the water demand after global climate change. And here shows you, under the global climate change scenario, and the water demand is increasing. I mean, for rice, if you're above 6 millimeters evapotranspiration day, and after the global climate change, it will increase from 17% to 40%, 3 times more. And here is another example in Taizong Pair. And again, the water demand probably will increase from 8% to 49%. And here's another example on grape, an increase from 12% to 47%. Now, those are the problems, why it happened. In my opinion, they largely have something to do with the energy consumption. The thing is, what we've been mostly familiar with and largely consumed are fossil fuel energy. Those energy are limited, and therefore they are depleted. The depletion is quick. And we probably exhausted those kind of energy we're seeing. Depends on how you estimate and depends on which report you're reading, somewhere from 50 to 100 years. So those are exhaustible and use up very quickly, and we're facing the challenge. And those are also the cause of the emissions of various kinds of gases and which cause global climate change. So we worry about energy. People always want to live in the same way or better. They want to raise their living standards. Developing countries want to do the same thing too. Everybody wants the best living style. However, there are costs for that. Now, when fossil fuel already caused problems and also is exhausting, we began to think, do we have enough energy? The answer is yes, there's plenty. Actually, the solar energy is plenty because every year, Earth receives enough sunlight 10 times more than all possible energy resources that are existing on Earth. On an annual basis, solar energy can reach to the Earth at least 15,000 times more than the energy consumed by the whole world. So there's plenty. There's ways we can improve ourselves by using those energy, non-pollution, and also efficient, and can maintain our living styles, even improve our living styles, same time improving the environment. So our school, therefore, is called Environment and Energy. We intend to integrate all these problems in a new way to solve the environment energy problems through research and education. And we have many collaborators, and we want to establish a new platform, which is multidisciplinary and multidimensional. And we will have science, we have management, we have economics, we have policy to solve this problem. That's our goal, and I think we can make a contribution in environment and energy areas with, of course, all your support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Gen, for giving a scientific analysis on the extreme weather events due to climate change, and also for presenting us with the recent green energy policy and a sustainable development plan to address the climate change.
不是很清楚就地球到底是个什么样的准确的概念，那今天比较清楚的就知道所谓救地球是希望世人能够找回自己的慈悲之心，自己的佛性。那我回去之后呢也不会为了推广素食而推广素食，觉得呢可以跟大家做几个方面的分享，希望在做的过程中大家能够知道吃素的意义，能够在吃的过程中呢，发掘自己的佛性，自己的慈悲之心。
香港在全球啦，我哋要教育我哋嘅下一代咧，更加对呢个环保嘅意识嘅认识。特别而家我睇到食肉对呢个环境污染嘅影响啦，我哋更加要教我哋嘅下一代咧，识得保育同埋环保呢个重要性。咁我哋都好同呢个吃全素环保救地球呢个咁样嘅口号。
会更深入的一点了解，什么可以做，什么应该做，什么我们一定必须做。对于这个畜牧业在这个全球暖化上面扮演的角色，我们应该可以给它严格的限制，而鼓励大家呢尽可能的不要去助长这些畜牧业的发展。那尤其是在这个政府也好，这些纳税人也好，对于畜牧业的这些补助的付出，我们应该把这些资讯来告诉大家，来大家一同来抵制这个畜牧业它到对地球产生的一些破坏。参加这个 conference 我会更积极的从这个饮食的习惯里面去找到一些适合的方式。那当然我也会很积极的想要求自己这个 be vegan, go green, save the planet。
Thank you for your eco-friendly presence on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part two of Global Unity Together in Saving Lives. Golden Age Technology is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May God bless our planet with peace, friendship, and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.